As the village opened up in front of him, Twig stopped and stared. It was all so very different from his own village. The slaughterers lived in squat huts rather than tree cabins. And whereas the wood troll cabins were all tiled with luff wood for buoyancy, the slaughterers had constructed their huts with dense leadwood which anchored them firmly to the ground. There were no doors to their dwellings, only thick hamel-horn skin curtains, designed to keep out draughts, not neighbours. Sinew led Twig towards the fire he had first glimpsed through the overhead branches. It was huge and hot, burning on a raised circular stone platform in the very centre of the village. Twig looked behind him in amazement. Although beyond the village the snow was falling thicker than ever, none fell inside. The dome of warmth from the blazing fire was so intense that it melted the snow away to nothing before it could ever land. Four long trestle tables set for lunch formed a square around the fire.
"Sit anywhere," said Sinew, as she plonked herself down.
Twig sat beside her and stared ahead at the roaring flames. Although the fire was burning fiercely, each and every log remained on the ground.
"What are you thinking?"
he heard Sinew say. Twig sighed. "Where I come from," he said, "we burn buoyant wood. Luffwood. Lullaby, you know. It's all right, but you have to use a stove. I've never seen a fire outside like this." Sinew looked concerned.
"Would you rather go in?"
"No," said Twig. "That's not what I meant. This is nice. At home, well, where I was brought up, everyone disappears inside their cabins when it's cold. It can be very lonely when the weather's bad."